All right. So today we are going to pray for Bloomington. Bloomington is close to Colton, so that kind of gives you an idea where it is at. And it is under the leadership of the Municipal Council. It's under the 5th District of San Bernardino County Board under Joe Baca Jr. So these are the people that, and it's under the Colton Unified School District. So at present, we're going to be praying for Gary Grosich, who, these are the 6 members of the Municipal Advisory Council: Stephanie Santoyo, Larry Burgos, Angela McLean, Teresa Escoto, Diane Mendez Cantu. And then there are 1, 2, 3 board members up for the district, Unified School District. So we're going to pray for the ones that go in will be the ones that God wants. So, Father, you are the Lord Jesus. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the ruler of the kings of the earth and the one through whom and for whom all things exist. We pray today for those who have just been elected to office and or that are going to be up for office. And we pray, God, that you would bless, first of all, the people who will serve and who have served. We pray that you would bless their families. We ask that those who write and pass laws may keep their eyes fixed on your law as their ultimate authority. We ask that those who execute the laws may be filled with awe in your presence as you govern the universe from end to end mightily. We ask those who judge in human courts may know they are accountable to you, the judge of all. Lord, we pray that the tragedy of abortion may awaken the consciousness of those in public office, since we are still a potential sanctuary state for abortion. We pray that we stir them to action to defend human rights and dignity. Lord, so many have been asleep, so many public servants have forgotten the difference between serving the public and killing the public. Awaken them, enlighten them, heal them. And to those whose eyes are already fixed on your law of life, give unending courage and perseverance in the task of serving the common good and securing the right to life, which comes only from you and which no government can take away. We ask this to you, ask you, Lord Jesus, who lives and reigns forever. We pray for our officials, those elected and not elected. Grant them grace to face their unique challenges regarding secure voting measures, political unrest, COVID restrictions, and any other one that comes up, financial crises, law enforcement, racial division. Give them insight into the needs of their community in Bloomington and discernment to make decisions to lead their city and community well. Father, creator of the heavens and the earth, we are confident that you sovereignly place every leader and that you've marked the days for which you use them for your purposes. By your mighty hand, we pray that you would be merciful to Bloomington, to work in the hearts of those to whom you give authority. We pray for peace, unity, whether in conflict or in unity, we are confident you are implementing your plan, accomplishing your will. You are the King of kings. You appoint nation's leaders, city leaders, local leaders, elected, and those that are appointed. We pray for the leaders to protect our freedom so that we might live out our faith freely without fear. We pray for the salvation of all of the leaders, that they may know you. We pray that you would place people in power who revere you and will serve you for the good of their communities. Though our hearts are heavy for our nation, our state, and for our county and for the city Bloomington, may we not lose sight of the fact that our hope is in you. One day, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord and you are our only hope. Forgive us for placing our hope in government, political ideologies, comfort, financial security, and other circumstances. We repent that in our prosperity we have forgotten you and have become self-reliant. Our hearts are so quick to wander. We repent of idolatry. By your power, teach us to live with the realization of the forefront of our minds that our citizenship is in heaven. We commit our future as a nation and Bloomington as your people to your hands. May your will be done. And we pray for Joe Baca, who today, we were told, he voted on Monday. Oh, no, it was Ramos. Yeah, to amend the SB 107. So we pray for him. He's an assembly member of our state Congress. So we pray for him to change his vote that has allowed California to be a sanctuary for any child that wants to transform their bodies to look like the opposite sex using sterilizing puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and irreversible surgeries. And we pray, Father, that this will change. We pray that they will change this to a no. It will instruct courts and law enforcement to protect any doctor, parent, or child fleeing another state seeking to punish them for breaking its law against trans treatments for minors. The bill also takes aim at the custody rights of parents who refuse to let their gender-confused kids medically transform their bodies. This is damaging to children. Many who've had this done have reported that it caused them more damage than good, and that did they discover that it was just doctors trying to make money at the risk of hurting their bodies, and this could not be switched back, and the issues that they experienced were long and horrible. So we pray, God, that this will stop in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that you will bring the right officials to the Unified School District, to the Municipal Action Council, and to our county supervisor in Jesus' name.